once the conference championship games are set, once the teams are set, the college football playoff should be set. I don't think it's, you should be able to, like, if TCU loses in the Big 12 championship, they should not lose their opportunity to go into the college football playoff. That doesn't, Ohio State and Alabama didn't do anything to get in. Why should they be rewarded for not even playing?
So Ohio State isn't going to play again, right?
Right.
So they got one loss. Will Alabama with two losses jump them? Possibly.
That's crazy to think of, too. They 99% might.
99% chance, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Be sure to follow. We'll talk about this and more things on Playmakers next week. Randy, thanks so much for the work you do and hanging out with us. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for the calls and for everything else, everybody. We appreciate you. Thanks you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Be back here next Monday for more Playmakers on WFHR.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The suspected white gunman who shot and killed 10 people at a supermarket in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York, is making an appearance in Erie County Court right now. The 19-year-old is expected to plead guilty. WIVB-TV's Abby Fridman is at the courthouse.
There are state and federal charges against the suspect, Peyton Gendron. Today's plea will be for the state charges. He's accused of domestic terrorism motivated by hate. It's the first time anyone in New York has been charged with that crime since its establishment in 2020.
The charge carries a life sentence on conviction. Gendron also faces separate federal hate crime charges that could lead to a death sentence. The Supreme Court is considering a pair of cases today that could make it harder to pursue public corruption prosecutions. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
In recent years, the Supreme Court has heard a number of federal corruption, wire fraud, and bribery cases, finding that too often prosecutors were exceeding the boundaries of the crime, meaning convicting people under statutes that were never intended for that purpose.
Almost everyone in Houston is under a boil water order after a power outage triggered low pressure at a water purification plant. The Texas Tribune's Sneda Day.
City officials are saying that the water is safe. They're not concerned for the safety of residents. They're saying that this water boil notice was issued out of an abundance of precaution and just to comply with state regulatory standards.
They say it could be lifted tomorrow. Public schools in Houston are closed today. Shoppers are hunkering down at their computers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Cyber Monday should generate over $11 billion today, which is good, not great, but it exceeds what Amazon generated in Amazon Prime Days last month.
The world's largest volcano, Hawaii's Mauna Loa, has begun to erupt for the first time in almost 40 years. Officials say volcanic ash and debris are falling on communities downslope, but lava flows are contained. Scientists have been on alert after a recent spike in earthquakes at the summit. Controversy at the World Cup after the U.S. Soccer Federation posted an image of Iran's national flag without the emblem of the Islamic Republic. U.S. Soccer's Michael Kammerman.
The intent of the post was to show support for women's rights. It was meant to be a moment. We made the post at the time. All of the other representations of the flag remain consistent and will continue to.
Iran is calling for the U.S. to be suspended ahead of tomorrow's match in Qatar. The Dow is down 134 points, S&P off 21. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Portage County Board of Adjustment will meet at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, November 29th in the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. If there is inclement weather, the meeting will take place on Wednesday, November 30th at 4 p.m. in the same location. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir will be presenting Songs of the Season on Saturday, December 3rd at 4 p.m. at First Congregational Church, located at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. This concert is free and will be recorded by Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. The choir has been performing for 19 years, with this as their first performance since December 2019 because of the pandemic. The group consists of 40 singers of all ages from Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding area. The choir is under the direction of Sid Cooper as conductor and Mary Englert as accompanist. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Oh my gosh.
Thank heavens.
Sunday scaries were at a whole different level yesterday. Oh man. I was like, do I remember how to do this? It's been a minute since I've been sitting in this big chair behind this big microphone. And I don't even know if I can get the camera to work right now as far as just people touching my stuff.
Yeah, things happened when you were gone.
So Jane Mandair, how are you?
I am so glad you're back.
I have missed you.
I have missed you too. We've all missed you. And it was, you had great fill-in hosts, Dan Schaefer and Joe Kopecky, and of course, Philip Morris. And then Carol Kane came in with me for a couple of days. But it's always nice to have the home team back.
The home team.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're back.
We're revitalized, refreshed, bronzed.
When is the last time you took a 2-week vacation?
I don't know if I've ever taken a 2-week vacation.
Seriously.
Because I think the only thing close to this was with my ex-boyfriend who was French. We would go over, but that wasn't really a vacation because I would say that when you're visiting your like significant other's family, most of whom who don't speak the same language as you.
Oh, boy, that's not a lot of
it's
fun.
It's not necessarily relaxing.
No.
It's a lot of,
Sure.
And like speaking slowly and the very little French I actually picked up. So this was the first time I've actually taken that much time and actually didn't work. Because I think ahead of time we were joking about, was I really going to be able to go that long without working? And I'll be honest, I was on my phone a fair amount.
Okay. Because you were texting folks and
stuff. Texting folks. I was on, you know, I would consume things. But the trick was on me because I had brought my laptop. And Mike had said, if you bring that laptop, I'm throwing it into the ocean. And I said, well, I'm just going to bring it anyways. I was, you know, because I thought I was going to like work on, we got our wedding photos back. So I was going to work on like albums and stuff like that.
Sure.
But because I'm me, of course, on the flight in between, we ended up flying because there was the tropical
hurricane.
Storm Nicole.
Right.
We had to reroute and go to Miami instead of Orlando. And on the flight from Chicago to Miami, I left my entire little bag of my computer charger, external batteries, and I just so my once my computer was dead, it was dead.
Oh,
and there was nothing
man.
I could do about it. Didn't work much. Really didn't work at all. Or at least I had lots of thoughts, but really didn't work at all until yesterday. And so it was a true it was a true vacation. And so I have the 10 things I learned about vacation, but in general, just want to set up what's coming up on today's show.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on.
And so what did I miss? We would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. What did I miss in the last 2 weeks? I have a rundown of kind of my summary of what, through osmosis, I think happened while I was gone. But shoot us a text at the bottom of the hour and let me know what I missed. And then at 12, we're going to be joined by Elsie Flennard, who is the mayor of Podcast Town.
Yes.
And he has started a new academy. So if you're interested in learning how to podcast, you'll want to turn in for this segment at 12:30. How much do Black Friday and Cyber Monday dictate your shopping habits? And how much do they ruin your holiday weekend? Let us know. At 1 p.m., we will talk about that Packers. I will say loss, but I actually felt kind of good about it.
Did you?
I mean, besides the fact that I have Jalen Hurts as my fantasy football quarterback, so that didn't hurt. But, you know, it was... I had some hopeful thoughts about how we actually looked compared to how the season's been. So Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company will be back for Packers Pundit Playback. And at 1:30, what is your definition of a good job?
What does it mean?
Because I don't know if we have a shared definition as a society of what a good job is. But there's one group that has tried to nail down that definition. So we'll see if you agree or disagree with what they found. But for this first half hour, I have some thoughts on things that I learned while on vacation.
Excellent.
So we'll probably do five now and see how far we get. And
okay.
Then we'll do five when we come back.
All right.
But 10 things I learned on my 2-week honeymoon in Aruba and Curacao. Number one, pick a partner you can spend 2 weeks straight with.
That's not as easy as people think.
And I mean, there's so much that goes into it. I mean, what that actually means, because it's, you can spend 2 weeks straight with, you can be on vacation with, you travel well together. But this, we don't really bicker much anyways. We tease each other a lot, but this is my first relationship ever, which is probably why I married him, where we don't like argue very much. We get along very well, but it's also the picking the person who wants to do the same things on vacation. You know, what I realized about Aruba is, having not been there, is there are certainly places in Aruba that might as well be Florida in the way that they're just so tourist Americanized.
Yeah.
And, you know, we watched the one of the Packers game at Hooters.
They have, of course, Aruba Hooters.
It was so exciting
because
there's no Hooters left in Wisconsin. So he's like, no, we got to go. But in general, you know, and I that is not the kind of vacation. If we're going to go somewhere, I want to experience things. And that's largely how he is, too, is like finding the local dive bar or the local restaurant that is not just catered to tourists, but is where people who actually live there eat. There's, you know, balancing relaxation with adventure. And also, I think the main thing is someone who, because not shockingly, I like to meet other people while we're on vacation and have conversations. And so does he. So I would say in general, that is, I knew that already, but it was a reminder of pick someone that you that can not only spend 2 weeks straight with, but also travel well with.
Yes.
Where it doesn't become more stressful because of that person.
Yes.
Number two kind of correlates with that. Make conversations with the people next to you because you never know who is going to be a new friend. Two different instances of that. We had this 1-8-course prefix dinner thing, and it was a smaller group, but I'm talking to people next to me. Mike's talking to people next to him. And turns out one of the women who was in this, it was a couple and her, she is a traveling professional piano bar performer.
Wow.
So we saw her perform at the Sopranos Bar and Grill, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's in the touristy part of Aruba. But not only that, she said, oh, you guys are from Milwaukee. Do you know Walker's Pint, which is a lesbian bar in Walker's Point? He goes, I love Betsy. She's going to be here December 20th to perform.
That's crazy.
And so she was wonderful. So like that connection was made. And then we ended up making friends who live in Tennessee, who they had overheard us talking about like Park City, Utah. They're like, and they both had sweet Southern accents. And they said, you guys talking about Park City? Like they lived there for 6 years. They ended up staying at the same Airbnb in us. And we spent like 3 nights with them going to like karaoke at a dive bar and playing games and stuff. And so like she's a flight attendant. And so now she's like, I'm going to look for layovers in Milwaukee. And so like now we have new friends.
That's wonderful.
Number three, iguana tastes like chicken.
I wasn't sure if you were kidding when you sent me that text.
Dead serious. We went to, this was in Carousel. It's one of the oldest restaurants in Carousel. It was founded in 1936. It is the current owner's father or grandfather started it. I forgot. But he was a delight. And one of the things they had on the menu was iguana. A lot of little bones. You got to be careful for the bones. Yeah. But otherwise, the taste of it, not like chicken. I think the next thing after that, as far as weird stuff that we tried, was goat. But I think I had had goat before. It's a big Jamaican thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Lots of goats in general on both islands.
I bet. And iguanas.
And iguanas. Yeah. Every time I saw an iguana after that, I'm like, I'm sorry about your friend.
You weren't squeamish about it at all. Did it look like chicken when it came on the plate?
Yeah. You know, it was like a little nugget of meat that had been marinated and cooked well. And yeah, it just, you know, it's funny because I think back to the conversation we had with Joel Clayfish as far as who has who can actually do the hunting and the gutting and the preparing of an animal. And for most of us who don't do those things, what shows up on your plate, you're like, all right, like this is what, I don't know the difference.
I can do this.
Yeah. And so, the iguana tastes like chicken for anyone who was wondering. And we'll start with end with four and then come back after the break to give you my other six. But roundabouts work. Roundabouts on Aruba specifically, I don't think we stopped at a single stoplight. And Carousel, there was more, but predominantly roundabouts everywhere. Now, was there not incidents where you were like, who's going to go? And we're going to talk about this later in the week, that Milwaukee, obviously known for how bad reckless driving has been, but it's a national like phenomenon right now of how bad driving is across the country. Yeah. And I just kept thinking how much roundabouts could help out Milwaukee, because even if you get in an accident, the angles are just different. And so it's never going to be a T-bone collision. It's like a fender bender of who was merging, but you have to slow down. It was just, again, I'm sure there's going to be people who hate roundabouts and would fight me to the death on this take.
No question.
But I came back saying these things work. We should invest in them.
It keeps things moving.
All right. So when we come back from our first break, I will have my other six things that I learned while I was on my 2-week honeymoon in Aruba and Curacao. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm back, baby.
And I know you were seeing, you were learning it. Was there something
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Radio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. That's right, I am back. I've been gone for a while. No, I did not get fired. The show is still here. I'm still kicking.
Yes.
But I am back. I have lots of energy. Very excited. But we are going over the 10 things I learned while on a two-week vacation. At the end of this hour, we're actually going to talk about what did I miss. So if you have things that you feel like I should know that happened while I was gone, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, or call us at the bottom of the hour at 844-967-2789. But for now, number five.
Okay.
It was a reminder that slavery definitely shaped the world, because more so in Curaçao than in Aruba, but they were Dutch, so they're Dutch islands, Dutch colonies, that I was reading the history of them, and originally, I think not surprisingly, Spain was the first European country to quote-unquote find Aruba, but through wars or whatever, but for most of time, they've been Dutch colonies, and it was interesting because even before I left, when Judge Mosley was here, he had also, now probably 20-some years ago, went on his honeymoon in Aruba and Curaçao. And he said, you know, just be more careful in Curaçao.
Really?
And I think what I walked away from the both islands feeling is that there is a much more distinct culture in Curaçao. And it was interesting talking to one of our waitresses the last night that we were there. And she, white woman, so of Dutch or like descent, I would say, but grew up on the island. And she just said, you know, just like, there's a lot more slavery here than there was over there. And I think like the long lasting effects of poverty and diversity and how it shaped both the beautiful architecture of all these colorful buildings that are in Curaçao. And it doesn't feel like it had its own distinct culture that was created over time versus it sounds like Aruba was a little bit more vacant up until it got developed into being so much
a tourist.
I mean, there's also a lot of oil there, which was interesting.
There was
lots of refineries that we saw, but we're super, also super close to Venezuela.
True.
And so, so it was just, there was a museum in Curaçao that kind of talked about the slave trade and stuff. And so, you know, just a reminder that most of the West was a huge part of the history of the Caribbean and
populated by other people
and South America. Yes. All right. Number six, variety matters.
In what way?
Too much of one thing. It starts to lose its luster.
Yes.
The last night we were there, we had this, it was, an Airbnb, but they also have a restaurant. They just start cooking for their guests at first. But then there were so many Airbnbs in the area that they started just opening up a little tiny restaurant. They only probably take 10 people a night, but it's just this couple and there's not even a menu. When you make your reservation, like, well, what do you want to eat?
And we'll make it for you.
Yeah. I was like, what do you want to eat? Like, what do you want? You want meat? You want fish? You want that? And so we were talking to the husband and we said that we're from Wisconsin and we put our little pin in the map that they have of all their different guests who've ate at their restaurant or stayed at their Airbnb, put a pin on the map from where they're from. And we said Milwaukee, and he knew Chicago. He didn't know Milwaukee, but he was saying how his daughter, when they went, just loved the snow.
Really?
Because he's like, he's just like, you know, in the way that you think about how much you just have the same thing and it's paradise, but you just, the sun sets because you're so close to the equator. The sun sets almost the same time every single day. It's beautiful every single day. We were there in the quote rainy season and it was.
Did you get any rain?
It rained like almost every day. It rains for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was only one day out of 13 days that it just poured all day. And it's a warm rain.
Warm,
so
yeah.
Even if you want to go play in the rain, you can.
Yeah.
But even more than that, what I realized is because most of what we drank is light beer. Because anything that you can get here, any kind of craft beer that is imported over there, that's way too expensive. Like,
sure.
Fine, I'll just have the Balashi or all the local beer that gets made there. That's $3, $2. But we landed in Orlando on the way home. And I was like, I really want an IPA.
I want something nice and hoppy.
Yes, different than this light beer. So it was just, you know, like, it's good to change things up. And too much of anything can get old. All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll finish this up after the bottom of the hour. But I finally learned how to play cribbage.
Excellent.
It took me actually having my phone die or not have any service for me to just sit down and pay attention and play a game with my husband instead of play games on my phone. But I learned and I got pretty good at it. I think I'm about 50-50 right now as far as how many times I beat Mike versus how many times he beat me.
Ooh, that's got a sting
and
for
so
Mike.
I'm now on the hunt of other good card games to play one-on-one because I think I appreciated how much fun it was to play a game with him.
And yeah, as long as you're playing with someone who's even-tempered.
Yes, which
know?
He is.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
he is. So I finally learned how to play cribbage.
Congratulations.
Still have to... We just played one-on-one. Are you a cribbage person?
I haven't played cribbage in many years. I used to play, and I only did one-on-one.
Okay. Because I guess you can play in partners, too. But now I'm like, oh, should I learn... Because I never learned euchre.
I've never learned euchre.
That's like a
either.
Huge Wisconsin thing is the euchre. My dad's side of the family plays sheep's head. Still never learned that. Gin rummy. There's like, so it's now just opening up a world of
cards.
Of cards that I play that can help me put my phone down. Because I'm still not very good at that.
Sheep's head is tough.
I heard it's tough.
It's tough.
It's a lot of rules.
I had my first marriage, my former father-in-law tried to teach me. He was not a good teacher.
Oh.
He's one of those very, what did you do that for? I don't know, because I don't know this game. So, yeah, my sheep's head career was very short.
Very short. All right. Well, I still got three more. This was taking longer than I thought it would. I've got three more of the 10 things I learned on my 2-week honeymoon. So stick with us. And then when we come back, we're also going to talk about why Americans just don't take vacations, even with the few vacation days that they get. So let us know. Do you have vacation days stored up for 2022? Are you planning on using them? 844-967-2789. Give us a text. Give us a call. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio. News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra.
Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you. Ho, ho, ho!
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. November 28th is Snow Plow Driver Appreciation Day in Wisconsin, and it is an excellent opportunity to remind motorists to give snow plow drivers plenty of space to complete their job safely. They work hard throughout the days and nights of winter to clear our roads and keep us as safe as possible during our winter season. The governor and the DOT are asking drivers to plan ahead and check for road conditions using the 511wi.gov website or download the 511 app. Buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow. If you cannot see their mirrors, they cannot see you. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is asking for feedback on a community rail traffic survey taking place until December 30th. In response to concerns about delays at rail crossings, a feasibility study is being conducted to address these delays and reduce congestion, noise, pollution, and safety issues at rail crossings. Visit wirapids.org to take the survey. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 41 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow showers, lows level off around 33. Overcast skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely, daytime highs approaching 41. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Yeah. I think the right length of a single vacation is 10 days.
You were just a couple days over?
I think so, but I can't decide if it's the bell curve of, this is what I've thought of, the bell curve of any vacation, unless it's only a weekend, which is not a vacation, is it takes you like 2 to 3 days to acclimate, whether that acclimation is actual jet lag or just actually getting out of the routine of I have to get up, but I, you know, because I think the first couple days we were there. I slept until 11.
Good for you.
It's not like we were even going out that late, but it was just sleep that I needed sleep. And then you get in the groove of just being on vacation and having it be long enough where you're just, we got so many days left. Oh my gosh. We still have
all this time.
And then by the last, like the end of the bell curve, you're like, you start thinking about what you need to do once you get back and you start getting anxious about doing those things. And you're like, well, let's just get back and start.
I just want to be home now.
And so, so that bell curve could potentially 10 days, then 10 days feels too long, yada, yada. But for 13 days, I think both Mike and I were like, we probably could have done 10. But well, and maybe it changes how many countries you're trying to do and how many things you're trying to fit in. But overall, I came back saying probably 10 days is enough.
Well, and both of those islands are pretty small.
Yes.
So you're kind of limited, you know, once you've done everything there, you've kind of done everything there.
Yeah. And that was, I forgot to say that part as far as picking the right person, because there was one day where we were like, we've had a lot of sun. Let's go see Black Panther.
Oh, you went to see a movie. Good for you.
One day we just were like, yeah, we probably don't need another day to just lay out and get baked.
And broil.
So we also saw Black Panther.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. I think I liked it more than he liked it. He didn't. This was Mike's very genius comment about Black Panther. Because have you seen it yet?
I haven't.
So there, a plot point of it is that there is, which were they were Marvel Universe characters, but these like sea people that live in the ocean that like adapted from Aztec tribes and went underwater as colonization came, but now they're like God Namor can like, he has like wings on his heels and all this stuff. And he said, he's like, I could have done without the fish people. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, like in my Marvel movies, I want it to be, you know, based in reality. I was like, oh, okay.
What? That's absurd.
That was a step too far. Iron Man. Captain
no problem.
America,
yeah.
No problem.
Ant-Man? I mean, come on.
But Merpeople was a little... Vibranium in general being a super resource. So I digress. All right. Number 9, The World Keeps Spinning Without You, which I think is probably a reason why there's a lot of people who don't necessarily like taking vacation, because it's a reminder that... you're not as needed as you think you are.
Oh, you are more needed than you may realize.
Maybe, but you know, it's just that reality that, you know, I think we all have these, whether we leave a job or get fired from a job or, you know, and it's this like sense of a self-importance of what we provide. And it's not that it's not true that when you decide to leave a place, but like you manage, like the place manages to go on without
yes.
you. And we're going to talk about that later this week, because I want to talk a little bit about all the layoffs happening in my old industry, which was tech.
Tech, yeah.
And kind of some of the, you know, because when I was a manager, I had to lay off some people. We went through company layoffs. And so I've lived through that. And it's one of those first reminders that, you know, your job doesn't always love you as much as they say they do.
That's for sure.
And so that's kind of a different topic. But I think in general, just the realization of... I checked in a couple days and the show kept going. Social media kept going to a certain extent. And it was like, all right, well, it's both a relief and also like, I'm not as neat as I thought I was.
Don't miss me. Don't miss me enough.
But then the final realization is also that even if that hurts your ego a little bit, take the vacation anyways.
You need it.
Because I took a selfie on the first day we got there. And then the last day, like one of the last days we were there, and the difference in just my eyes and how tired I looked, the tan helped. But like just in general, I felt like I looked totally different. You know what I looked like? I looked like one of those pictures. Have you ever seen the side by side of someone who didn't drink for 30 days? And they look like a totally different person. And I was drinking, but like it was a stark difference. And it was just a physical reminder of that we need to take breaks despite this workhorse mentality that we have in this country.
Stress is really bad for you.
That yes. And that was, we're so bad. I mean, on the one hand, Americans are we're one of the few countries that doesn't have any kind of policy when it comes to leave or paid vacation or anything, right? And so there is the way that our laws are not set up to incentive, like to be like, yes, this is a normal part of the world, or like of work-life balance. So we're, but we also like can't take the vacation that we have. So I would, this is a question for the audience. That wraps up my, this is my segue. This wraps up my 10 things that I learned while I was on vacation. And now we're talking about unused vacation days. Because for anyone listening right now, we would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789, on whether or not you have unused vacation days left in the last month of 2022.
Because you're running out of time.
Because you're running out of time. So if you have vacation days left, why haven't you taken vacation? So that's the question. Do you have vacation days left? And if so, why haven't you taken a vacation? If it's because you're taking them for the holidays, fine. But just in general, I think it's interesting to think of the reasons behind who is or isn't taking the vacation that is already not guaranteed to us. And so we have in America, we have no federal paid vacation, and we're one of the only handful of countries that don't have paid annual leave. And I was looking at this when I was reading about it, and truly of the 36 countries that are in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is like a intergovernmental organization, it's 38 members. We're the only one without a paid annual leave policy.
Isn't that that's just remarkable.
And so it's, if I look at this, if it'll let me open it, and they have all the countries that you think would have. In France, 30 days paid vacation.
A month. You get a month.
You get a full month. UK, 28. And this is on top of there's actual holidays too, like federal holidays that are different from your vacation. And so the country with the most paid holidays is Austria and Portugal with 13 on top of their 25 and 22 paid vacation days.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so it looks like the Spain, oh no, Spain has 14 paid holidays, Catholic country. but yeah, so it's, so for almost all of these countries, Canada's the only one closest to us who has zero. That's not true. Well, we have paid holidays, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. But Canada has 10 paid vacation days and 9 paid holidays, as does Japan. Except Japan has 15 paid holidays. So yeah, anyway, regardless, the lesson of that being, U.S. policy is not worker-friendly when it comes to considering your work-life balance and encouraging you to take vacations. But the thing is, Americans aren't good at using the vacation that we do have. Do you still have vacation days that you haven't used?
I guess I'm not sure exactly how many we got.
Fair.
But in my previous incarnations, I always used my vacation.
You did?
Yes, absolutely. And I think I just learned early on that, as you said, your job doesn't necessarily love you back as much as you love your job. And yeah, so I made sure I took every single one.
Because 55% of employees said they don't use all of their paid time off in
that's
the U.S.
God, that's a tragedy.
It was 2018, so I don't know. It'd be interesting to see updated post the Great Resignation and kind of this renaissance it seemed like people had with their work life, if that number is still the same. But as of 2018, it was 55%. And these were some of the reasons they give. And so I would love to hear from you if these are any of the reasons why you feel like you can't or don't take a vacation. So one was they felt they couldn't adequately disconnect from work while on vacation.
That's an absurd excuse.
Well, but in this same article, there was conversations as far as the expectation that they still have to check their email while on vacation.
Oh, so it's like, why bother? I'm going to be bothered by work anyway.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Thought they wouldn't feel relaxed or connect with loved ones. Anticipated negative outcomes, such as feeling stressed or having financial burdens. And they feared falling behind in work and letting down their team and felt pressure from their coworkers to stay and work.
Wow.
So those were, in a series of different studies, kind of the summary of why people didn't take vacation. But the truth is, like, you physically, the health benefits of doing it are massive. So it's like people who take little to no time off of work have a variety of health-related issues. And, like, studies found that when employees did take an ample amount of time off, they had a much better work-life balance, and it led to improved personal relationships, increased job satisfaction, among other benefits.
And probably productivity, too. People produce more when they feel better, when they're rested, when they're right.
Totally. And so, but the one caveat that I was reading about this was, while, like, if it's going to be a stressful vacation, this goes back to my first thing that I learned. Traveling with a partner who is stressful maybe won't have the same outcome and health benefits that you thought it was going to
be. Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, poorly planned or stressful vacations apparently also eliminate the positive benefit of the time away. So it still has to be kind of, I guess, the right vacation. But I'm just interested for people who feel like they can't. And I was one of those people. I feel like
you couldn't go?
Well, in the last couple years, I haven't had a full-time employment. I've been freelancing, doing a variety of different things since 2017. And even in 2017, when I was still working in tech, I always worked at companies where there was unlimited vacation. So it was this is a big tech concept of the idea that as long as you get your work done,
it's cool.
It's cool. And that's been study after study after study that people, especially in tech, with so many of these companies that had or still have unlimited vacation days, people take even less vacation than the average company where it's like, you use it or lose it.
Right.
And so I think in those, the two big trips I took while in that job, because we had an office in Amsterdam and I had a team there that I was managing. So I turned in 2 years in a row, I turned Europe trips partially as work. So I got paid for, the flights got paid for, but then bounced around for like another week.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
So that was nice. That was a perk.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would love to hear from why you don't take your vacation days.
But to use these, you know, is work ever done? Is anyone's work ever really done unless you do things one piece at a time? You know what I mean? If you're making a table, you finish a table. If you're in tech, is your work ever really, there's always something to do.
There's always something to do.
Right?
And if you're in radio, there's always another show to do.
The next day.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
What did I miss? Virginia, my home, sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So, what did I miss?
Nothing. Everything is exactly
the same. I had the thought of being gone for this long. What do you miss? And when you're in the business of news and commenting on the news, sometimes lighter topics, sometimes heavier topics, I was like, I don't know what I miss. So if you have ideas on what you think I should know, give us a text, 844-967-2789. But this is kind of my summary of what I think I missed. And then Jane and Brooke can fill me in on anything else. So the Packers were 1-1. Including last night's game, I guess they were 1-2. I think they only played twice while I was gone. And we only watched the one that we watched, we won. So that's, you know,
that was
we're
good.
We're still having a bad to mediocre season. A million think pieces were written on Elon Musk, apparently. And while he's trying to kill Twitter, Twitter almost died one night. And I was, you know, as surprised as everyone else to wake up on Monday. And it was still alive. But now apparently we all have to join like Post or Hive or Mastodon or any of these other things. And that sounds incredibly exhausting.
The whole Mastodon thing sounds really confusing.
Yeah. So Twitter is...
It's still there.
It's still there. I'm posting to it.
Yep, and I'm still
checking it.
I'm still lurking on it, but it does. It will be interesting to see what happens.
Old habits die hard.
They do.
The World Cup started, and Qatar does not seem very chill.
No, and FIFA, that whole organization is in just their reputation is in tatters.
But we're going to talk about this tomorrow because obviously we're going to be on air during the USA game, which starts at 1. And so we'll get some updates as far as the score because I've watched both games so far. But it's one of those things. So I want to talk more about the World Cup and dive a little bit deeper into it tomorrow because it does feel like one of those things where it's almost like the Twitter thing where you know that you could like... take a moral stand on supporting it or not supporting it, but ultimately you end up just supporting it anyways, because I don't think, no matter how awful it sounds, I mean, it's one thing about the LGBT stuff, but the fact that like 6,500 migrants died and all of the things that went into building this and all of that, but it's still the most dominant world sporting event.
There is so much money.
There's so much money.
There's so much money.
The fact that there's so many people talking about how bad it is, and yet I'm still watching. You know,
the bars. There's bars downtown, east side of Milwaukee that are British bars, and I'm sure that are going to be jammed.
Yeah, absolutely. Donald Trump announced. 2024. Apparently, it was a lackluster announcement that lacked energy. But sounds like everyone in the GOP wants DeSantis to run, but some people don't think that he has the cojones to do it. So I picked up on that. The GOP is going to fix the country by going after Hunter Biden?
Yes, that's Learned the about answer. That's the answer.
That got that. Mm-hmm. This one isn't a joke. There were, in 2 weeks, at least two mass shootings that happened while I was gone. Something called FTX imploded.
Is that the crypto?
The crypto.
That's the cryptocurrency.
The guy with the hair that looks like mine when I wake up in the morning. Yeah, that one.
The loof.
little afro. And then Tony Evers, Robin Voss, and Devin Lemieux spoke for the first time in 2 years.
Isn't that nice?
So what else did I miss?
Well, you missed the most recent Trump Nick Fuentes dinner.
Oh, I think I heard something about this. Okay.
That's still causing some ripples, apparently not among any Republicans.
Yeah.
But that is causing quite a few ripples. Lots of Fuentes stuff going out around on Twitter. It's really frightening to watch.
How terrifying this person
and
is.
The things
isn't
that
he only 25 or
He's 24
something?
Years old. Yeah, he's like 24
years old. Does 24-year-old have that much influence and power that's not like Charlie D'Amelio?
Well, someone's got to be backing him.
True.
Yeah, he wants a Catholic country, a solely
Catholic country.
He wants a Catholic country. Yes.
What are the evangelicals going to say about that?
I don't know. But yeah, very specific. He wants Catholics in control of everything.
One thing my brother found out, because we were raised Catholic.
As was I.
He didn't realize that other churches, you don't have to kneel.
Is that... That's the plus?
No, we were at Thanksgiving with my dad's side of the family. We were at a Lutheran church, my aunt and uncle's Lutheran church. And literally we were, for one part of it, we were in the chapel. My brother was looking around I'm surprised he didn't light a fire when he walked in there because he hasn't been in a church in a while. But he looked around and goes, where are the pews? Or where are the kneeling
things?
The
kneelers.
And my aunt said, well, we don't do that in Lutheran Mass. He was so upset. He's like, I spent all those years kneeling.
And I could have been somewhere where I didn't have to.
Yeah. Downside of stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up, sit down, kneel.
Actually, that's how I became an entertainer. We were at Mass during one of those services. Let us kneel, let us stand, let us sit. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
It was not every Sunday. It was an occasional thing. And the church is packed, and the priest says, let us kneel, and everybody kneels, let us stand, everybody stands, let us sit, everybody sits. And I'm like four, and I say to my mother really loudly, why doesn't he make up his mind?
That's funny.
And the whole congregation burst out laughing. And I thought, I'm going to keep doing this.
This
I don't know
good.
What this was,
Ooh.
But this was not the reaction I was expecting. So anyway, sorry for that little deep.
No, that's a great story.
And it made the local paper.
Oh.
It was hung up on our avocado fridge.
Avocado fridge?
Yeah.
That's like reminds me of the when you go to Kohler, when they had started adding color to porcelain. And all of the bright colors in like certain eras of appliances.
Oh, very specific.
Yeah.
Very time specific.
All right. Well, if there's anything else I miss that you think I should be aware of, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, because I'm sure things happened. I feel like I heard less about stuff that was happening in Wisconsin.
More than nationally?
Like, I feel like, yeah, there was things that popped up as far as... I think the Senate race was called while I was gone because that took a couple days to finally, I think it was like the day I left, it was finally getting settled. Doug LaFollette officially won.
Yes.
That happened while I was gone.
That did happen while you
Doug
were
LaFollette
gone.
Doug LaFollette in
his
sun hat.
I know.
Back in the Capitol protecting the state seal.
Because somebody has to do it, Kristen.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's right.
That's true. And who else than the guy who's been there since 78?
Well, and at least doesn't want to take over the elections of the entire state.
That is the important part. So yeah, let us know what I missed. Call or text 844-967-2789. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, talk about Podcast Town. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thomas, we are engaged in a battle for our nation's very soul. Can you get us out of the mess we're in? Hamilton's new financial...
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving Central.